I'm being joined by Dr. Tom Trumbull from Resolve Grand Haven Physical Therapy here on 92.1 WGHN. And Dr. Trumbull, what exactly is Resolve Grand Haven Physical Therapy?
Right. We're a locally owned physical therapy company with just one clinic, myself, Dr. Tom Trumbull, Dr. Lene Viles, and Nick Reisdorf. The three of us are all West Michigan folks, helping West Michigan folks. And what we do on a day-to-day basis is solve problems, whether that be a movement-based problem. I can't do something that I used to be able to do, or maybe it's a pain problem, pain or a symptom that's come up that has been troubling you and you haven't been able to get that solved elsewhere. Those are two of the major things that we help people out with on a day-to-day basis.
What kind of activities can entail physical therapy? Because I think sometimes in people's heads, they're thinking, oh, have I got to run on a track, or is this like going to a gym or working out? It's not really like that.
What physical therapy looks like, it's as unique as the individuals that come in. We are really looking for a tailored treatment plan for that unique individual. So while there would be some folks who are training for upcoming races, as we're here in the spring and summer's just around the corner, we might see some folks that, you know, we need to see them on the treadmill, see what their pattern of running looks like, see how something's moving well or not moving well, and diagnose and troubleshoot that. But in the same day, we might be working with someone for balance, or maybe someone recently injured their knee but doesn't want to have surgery. We could have someone that has arm pain that they don't know where it's coming from. And that could be all in one day, and it would look very different. Obviously, with some of those, we're not going to have them running on the treadmill. Yeah. It's going to be more diagnostic in terms of asking them how it behaves and then trialing different movements and positions and seeing if we can find a way to get them moving that taps into the body's natural ability to heal.
What does your patient base look like? I mean, you said it because, you know, not everybody is the same, but I mean, yeah. I imagine you have all walks of life, all ages, the whole shebang.
Yeah, good cross cut. Just as Grand Haven, we've got some that are very young and those who are up in years. And at any given time, we've got preteens to 90 somethings and everything in between.
Can you just walk through your door and say, hey, I need physical therapy? Or are you the kind of medical facility you need to be referred to?
Yeah, you can actually come directly to us, and that's something that I'm still shocked that people don't know about. People have had direct access to physical therapy since 2015, and yet many still think that they need that physician referral. We do still get referrals from physicians, and that may be a pathway that someone comes to us. But people can just pick up the phone and give us a call, or they could walk through our door and set up an appointment. We don't take walk-ins per se as like seeing them right then on the spot, but we would set something up for a future day and time.
What would be a clue, or I don't know, a symptom maybe for someone who's thinking, well, I've got this thing, maybe I should try PT?
Yeah, so if you were able to previously do a task or activity, I used to be able to reach this, or I used to be able to do this walking task for a certain distance, anything that you could do previously that you're not able to do right now, if you haven't gotten to the bottom of that, you haven't figured out the underlying reason for that, that would certainly be a good reason to come into PT.
There's always some people out there who go, well, how do I know it really works? You've got a track record. You can prove it, can't you?
We do. Anytime someone comes into physical therapy, we've got a starting point, baselines, but there's also some surveys, functional outcome measures that folks would fill out, kind of a list of what I can do, what I can do well, and they fill that out at the beginning. And as we track these outcomes, we look at what that looks like as they start and as they're discharging from therapy. And then we have, since we started in 2017, we've been submitting these outcomes to a national database, and Resolve Grand Haven Physical Therapy consistently ranks in the top 3-5% of physical therapists based on people getting better in the nation.
Lastly, what do you like about what you do?
Oh my goodness. I love just being able to see the folks go from not being able to do something, have a goal, something that they want to do, to just being able to do that and exploring even more things. Maybe they weren't able to walk well, and now we're hearing that they're signing up for their first race. Mm-hmm. being able to take someone from a point of pain or inability and taking them to the point where now they're truly in the realm of wellness, where we're not dealing with an injury. Now we're at tip top and we're seeing how far can I take this?
We're talking to Dr. Tom Trumbull from Resolve Grand Haven Physical Therapy. Dr. Trumbull, if people want to learn more about what you folks do over there, where's the best place to go?
A couple places. First would be online, grandhavenpt, as in physicaltherapy.com. You could also give us a call if you'd like, 616-200-4428. And we'll speak with you if you had questions on whether what you're dealing with might be appropriate for physical therapy or not. One of our clinicians would be glad to speak with you. If we can't get to the phone right then, we'll call you right back same day.
Folks, this is Dr. Tom Trumbull from Resolve Grand Haven Physical Therapy joining us here on 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite.